Wednesday, June 23rd, Liturgy of the Hours Evening Prayer, and this is the solemnity of the birth of John the Baptist. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. The great forerunner of the morn, the herald of the word, is born, and faithful hearts shall never fail with thanks and praise to his light to hail. With heavenly message Gabriel came that John should be that herald's name, and with prophetic utterances told his actions great and manifold. John, still unborn, yet gave aright his witness to the coming light, and Christ, the Son of all the earth, fulfilled that witness at his birth. A woman born shall never be a greater prophet than was he, whose mighty deeds exalt his fame to greater than a prophet's name. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore forever and forevermore. Now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. Psalm 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the name of the Lord. High above all the nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly. From his misery he raises the poor. To set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. And the second antiphon, John, the forerunner of the Lord, was born of an old and childless couple. Psalm 146. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord in all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, John, the forerunner of the Lord, was born of an old and childless couple. And the third antiphon, there is no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven, so immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, there is no man born of women greater than John the Baptist. And our reading is from This Wednesday night is from the Acts chapter 13, 23 through 25. According to his promise, God has brought forth from David's descendants Jesus, a Savior for Israel. John heralded the coming of Jesus by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people in Israel. As John's career was coming to an end, he would say, "What you suppose me to be, I am not. Rather, look for the one who comes after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals on his feet." And our responsory: Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. He who is to come after me existed before me. Make straight his paths. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. And now the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. Zechariah entered the temple of the Lord, and the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the canticle, the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, Zechariah entered the temple of the Lord, and the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. And now our intercessions. Let us pray joyfully to God our Father, who called John the Baptist to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of Christ, saying, O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. You called John the Baptist from his mother's womb to prepare the way of your Son. Help us to follow in that path which the Baptist opened before the Lord Jesus. Let us pray, O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. May your church, in imitation of the Baptist, fearlessly point out the Lamb of God, so that people in every age may acknowledge that the Lord comes to them. Let us pray, O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. John the Baptist did not exalt himself, but acknowledged his role as a forerunner of the Christ. Teach us to acknowledge that you are the giver of all our good gifts, and that we must use them in your service. Let us pray, O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. You call John the Baptist to give testimony to you by his life and even by his death. Help us to imitate his unceasing witness to your truth. Let us pray, O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. Remember those who have died. Give them a place of light, happiness, and peace. Let us pray, O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. And now let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. All-powerful God, help your people to walk the path of salvation by following the teaching of John the Baptist. May we come to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.